You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Perfect timing. I didn't miss the live. What's good? I appreciate your existence. Check. We out here living the dream.
Where's Spurgo at? Spurgo, you still in here? Nah, he be in and out. Keys, what's up? Did he be gone? All right, I'm going to be taking a few live callers as well. So if anybody want to go live and ask some questions, relationship questions, business questions, design questions, we're going to go a little deep in. You know, it's not going to be super serious. We're just going to have a conversation here today.
And 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're live. We tapped in right now. This is 19 Keys Podcast Talk. You know, we have some of the most electrical and lightning conversations on the planet Earth to help upgrade, reprogram, deprogram, and change your pattern of thinking to the level of higher consciousness. I'm here with my good brother, Billionaire PA, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Healthy, wealthy, speaking dreams into existence. Glad to be here, brother. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Man, thank you for being here and sharing existence with the good brother, man, in this particular time, day, and age. Today, man, I just kind of wanted to let my mind wander and let my thoughts go. And let my thoughts grow. You know, a lot of times I don't spend time talking about, like, relationships, game, and more. You know, I'm on the side of business. I got so much business on the mind right now. I kind of wanted to switch the frequency of my thinking and get into a whole different pattern. You know, because when I'm thinking about business, it takes a different, like, business logic mindset. It's like, put out the fires here, put out the fires there, work this. It's super logic. And it's not the same as, like, when I'm in my spiritual mindset. It's when I'm in my, like, metaphysics talk and things of that nature. So this is kind of like exercise to get me to change and switch over my mindset and speak on other things and dive into different parts of my brain so I can pull that back up to the prefrontal cortex and be able to focus that within my speech and my dialect. Because I'm going to be doing some great interviews coming up soon, and I want to have access to that knowledge. So what do you think? As far as, like, I know you're not big on, like, relationship talk.
How you know that?
Well, I think I've heard you say it before. I've heard you say it before. It's not a guess. It's not an assumption.
Yeah,
I've heard you say it before.
Yeah, I just don't speak on.
Yeah.
What's the proper way? I really don't give advice on. And to be honest, I might should give advice.
you might have some great advice, you know. I look at the millennial, the thing about millennials, you know, I posted a video or a picture just earlier, and it talks about any man can feed her stomach, but not every man can feed her mind.
I can speak on relationships, though.
What do you think about that, though? You know, men can go spin and they can go trick on a woman, would go feed her stomach, take her out to eat, you know, get her a drink or something, but not many can put something in her mind that will last her for a long time, you know.
Well, I mean, I see pretty so much. Pretty ain't even, you know, pretty no more.
What that mean exactly?
Well, I want to see more than you just be cute. Or I want to see more than you just be pretty. A lot of people say they're going to bring something to the table. It's like, I'm just being honest about who I am. I only got to marry one person in the world. So you only got to find one person.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You can do two or three if you like.
Two or three, but I'm just saying, if I do one, I just got to find one that like me. If you do two, you got to find two that like you, however many I want. But what I'm saying is, what I'm about to say is not to please every ear that's going to listen to this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to please the three.
Okay,
or,
just the one that tap in.
Going to mess with me. So the one that taps in. And so, basically, a lot of people say, well, what they going to bring to the table. I'm not really interested in what nobody got to bring to the table. I think they should bring their own table so we can build something together.
I feel that. You bring your table,
I bring my table. I don't really need no napkins. And I'm not being funny. I got a mindset, bro, where I can go and manifest anything that I want into this universe. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't need I need a great quality female. Like, you know, I like my mama. Like, she ain't got to be like my mama, but my mama is an amazing person. My grandmama is an amazing person, and they add value into my life. And my mama, she didn't bring no napkin. She didn't bring no fork. She didn't bring no side. She brought the whole table and that.
Are you in love right now?
I'm in love with myself. I date myself.
Somebody asked me that. Caught me off guard. We eat dinner, and they just came out of nowhere and said, Keys, are you in love? And I'm like, whoa. Where'd that come from? I had to think, like, what are they talking about? Am I love? I thought they was a psychic or something. I'm like, nah, I'm not.
There's nothing wrong with expressing. I do feel that you can express your true, genuine love for, you know, people that's out there that really support you. And so when I meet good people that are in my life, and they, you don't have to be like sexual or anything like that, but just people who add a value in your life, I believe that you deserve to get them their flowers while they living, bro, and not when they dead. So if another person cannot handle my love for, you know, the different people that I have in my life, because I'm in like 50 relationships right now.
50?
Yeah, like 63.
Wow.
It's a lot, bro.
So how do you manage, you know, the average person is trying to figure out how they can get in one relationship. How you manage 63 relationships?
You should just make a meme of that right there and just say, man says he's in 63 relationships.
63 relationships? Wow. I need to step my game up.
I know, right? But if you think about it, bro, when we hear the word relationship, I guess we tend to think like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Like romantic, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm in a relationship with my mother, too. I'm in a relationship with my sister. Yeah. I'm in a relationship with my niece. All of those are relations. It don't have to be intimate. It don't have to be sexual.
Right.
But when I go deal with my niece, I got to make sure that I stay respectful so she respects me as the uncle and I respect her as the niece so we can continue to grow. That's still a relationship. And so I'm just attempting to keep all of my relationships healthy. It just sounds weird, you know what I'm saying, to say that you're in a particular relationship. But like I always say, man, I don't really spend my present time with people that I don't have a future with, you know. A lot of people don't understand that, but, you know, it's all good.
So have you ever read to a woman?
A book?
Yeah.
I read my book all the time to a lot of women.
Okay. I just ask you because, you know, a lot of men, they you know, feeding the stomach is easy. Desires of the flesh, they come and go. Whatever has to be kept as far as the flesh, it can never be kept forever. Meaning that you got to eat all the time because you got to keep the flesh. You have sex. You got to go have sex again to keep that flesh.
Yeah.
But desire of the heart and the spirit of the mind, those are things that you can sort of feed forever. You can give a woman a particular knowledge, and that can last her a lifetime. And I believe that the ones that you teach are the ones that grow with you. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Like, a woman she'd sit there and have dinner with a guy, right, just because he has the ability to provide her dinner.
Yeah.
So she want what he has, but not exactly who he is and the value of who he is. So there's a lot of men right now. Somebody about to go prepare on a date right now. I'm about to go have dinner with her.
I'll cheat, bro.
What you mean you cheat?
I just like being transparent, bro. I like being myself. And a lot of people, they say that they want the truth, but when you open up and you be yourself, they'll tell you that that's wrong. How is it wrong for you, for me to be me? We might just not be compatible. And what I mean by that is, I like spending my time. I don't mind treating a person, but I'm not going out like 5, 6, 7, 8 times and I'm paying for the meal all 7 times. I'm good. I know it's out of 7.6 billion people on the face of this earth, I know that there's...
So y'all going Dutch?
Bro, I'm not, what I just, I'm...
Dutch is like when y'all split it.
Oh, okay. This is what I'm saying. It ain't even about the meal, bro. I just don't want to feel used. I don't want to feel devalued. And I don't want to feel like someone is like, for a black man to have worked and accumulated the success that I have accumulated, I didn't get this easy, bro. I worked for this. So for me to go out and feel used by a particular person... but you know what I'm saying? If I pay for a meal, I don't feel used. If I'm on like the 20th meal and I'm still paying for it, I feel used, bro. Mm. And I'm entitled to the way that I feel because they my feelings and they not nobody else's feelings that's listening to this. They mine. So I have a right to feel the way that I feel. And a person always likes to say that you too in your emotions, you too in your feelings. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a robot. A robot doesn't have feelings, bro.
So what about like if you're in a relationship with a woman, y'all in love. Did you become the provider and you pay for everything?
I've never really thought that far ahead, but I don't set standards for myself, bro. Whatever God brings into my life, if that person is meant for me, I'm going to go all in with that particular person to make sure that they are completely satisfied and they are completely happy. So but one thing that I'm not going to do, bro, is I'm not going to get in no relationship where I'm getting used. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get in a relationship where I'm getting taken advantage of. And on the flip side of that, if I married a rich woman, as a man, I don't want no woman paying for me every single day.
Do you find like a rich woman intimidating? There's a lot of men and a lot of women believe that because they're independent and they have money, that men find them intimidating, and that's why a lot of men.
A woman that got more than me is sexy.
But do you think that that's true for a lot of men that they may find women intimidating that have their own?
You know, I don't speak for other men, bro. But I only speak for me.
Just statistics. You know, there's a lot of men that exist out there that have different mindsets. You know, so I'm asking you, have you encountered that? I'm not asking you to speak on a particular person. I'm just speaking on the mindsets of different type of men. You've encountered men that have been intimidated. Have you encountered men that have been intimidated by women that have their own, as independent, that's rich, and things of that nature? Or have you encountered women that have told you that men find them intimidating because they have their own?
Yeah, of course.
Hey.
I mean, you've encountered men who feel intimidated by women who got their own stuff, but I actually like that. It's attractive to me. I'm a sapiosexual individual. So I like to have sex mentally. You know what I'm saying? So. I love meeting intelligent people who understand their worth and understand they purpose on this particular earth. And I'm sure, let's be truthful, man. Like, how many people look at us and they say the exact same thing? Like, wow, them brothers intelligent. They pushing their own business. Like, they see they got something more than just the looks. They see inside of the actual mind. And this person can really bring a lot of things to this relationship outside of just looking good. People act like it's a crime nowadays to be yourself.
So I believe that consciousness is the new sexy. You know what I mean? And not only do I believe it, I'm pushing it. Like, consciousness is the new sexy. But what I mean by that, consciousness is like a very general word. But I mean that in the terms that's the thing that gets regarded as the value. Because it used to be like, you know, and it still is that a woman will get with a man for what he has, but not who he is. And who he is or who she is. Is the value. The real value is like what's inside. Like, who are you? Like, the type of mindset you have. Because you can meet a man that might have $1 million in the bank. But he can be terrible at finances. And when you meet him, yeah, he has his money. But what if he loses that money within a year? Does he have the type of mindset that has the ability to regain that? Or do you want the type of man that doesn't know how to handle himself and manage money and things of that nature? Or do you want a man that is slowly on the come up that has these great ideas that will build something and then maintain and establish that forever?
I don't know, bro. I'm in 63 relationships.
Hey, that's a lot of relationships, people. So, that's a lot of relationships, people.
That's your meme for this right here.
I think he's trying to go, he's trying to beat a world record over here. Yeah, I think y'all might want to talk to him. When I talk about mind management, that goes above and beyond. That's a high achiever of mind management when you're talking about being able to manage those many relationships. And so that'd be dope. Oh, I appreciate you, peace and property. So, you know, I think that a lot of people are going to go through this issue. Option fatigue. Let's talk a little bit about the options that we have today, right? Because nowadays, you know, we have this thing called this illustrious, this beautiful, this portal to all beautiful people on the planet Earth, and it's called the DM. The DM is a door. The DM is the cell phone number. The DM is your tool for communication. It's your access. You can automatically hit the DM of the most beautiful woman on the planet Earth. And it's a 50-50 chance she might respond. It's possible. Mm-hmm. She might respond. And there was a particular point in time when my mom and my dad met, right? And I'm not going to go deep into that story. But, you know, my pops, he had to send letters to my mom. You know, and my grandma used to hide the letters. Hmm. And it wasn't until my mom found out that my grandma was hiding the letters that it turned into like one of them romantic stories. And then she wrote them back. You know what I mean? But I think about that because there was a time where you only had access to the people in your vicinity. Yeah, like you couldn't just catch an Uber 20 miles away. Like you had to go really travel to go see somebody, or you had to go knock on the door to meet a girl. Like you had to go through like a physical, you know what I mean, thing. You had to put in some work. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we thumbing it, and I got the most beautiful woman on planet Earth. I done sent her a message. She probably done read it. If she like what she see on the other end, guess what? She can comment back. It used to be you had to walk up to a woman. We had to go pull up to the mall, and we used to see how many numbers we could get. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I ain't going to lie. I did pretty well. Did pretty good for myself. But that was a much different, because you had to go up, speak to people. You had to come up with something clever to say. You had to get her attention. You know what I mean? And you only had like 5 seconds to do it. Nowadays, a person can put out a profile of themselves, make themselves look bigger than life, and a person look at that profile and say, ooh, I want to know this person. And this person didn't have to speak a single word. And this same profile is a resume to all women that they meet. But my point to this is that when you scroll through Instagram and you're going up and down that page, there's so many beautiful women on this planet Earth that I didn't even know exist. It'll have you like, damn, she got these type of, damn, I didn't even know this flavor existed. It's like you walk into a candy shop, you're looking for 10 flavors, and you find out 10,000 exist. And all 10,000 taste good. So it's like, how do you get to this point where option fatigue is either you not making a decision or sometimes you make a bad decision because your brain get tired of trying to figure out which one it is, or you end up making any decision. You're like, let me try this one. Let me try that one. Let me try that one. Let me try this one. Let me just try them all on. So I look at that back in the day. It may have been easier for a lot of men and women to just choose and pick because their options were shorter. It was little. It was less to choose from. In a 10-mile radius or a 100-mile radius, it might just be one woman that you like. You know what I mean? Well, maybe not 100-mile. That's some super picky stuff. But let's say in a 10, 20-mile radius, you only had the option. Or you on a block in the street, that girl up the street, she the baddest one in your area. You ain't even got nobody else to choose from. Mm. Now you on the block and you got 10,000 choices. So it's making it harder for the new generation to choose because of option fatigue. So either they're making bad decisions or they want to go sample them all to see which one is their flavor, right? And then by the time they done went through all of them, you know what I mean, their taste buds become a little distorted and they don't really know which one they really like, or they become, what's the term that I'm looking for? Scorned, if you will, you know? So, and a lot of people go through bad relationships, and instead of becoming better through every experience, they become worse. Like, oh, you know what? I gave this person all that. The next person, I'm going to be more careful and not give them that. But this next person may be better than the last person. And now you're not showing them all of the true value that you have. You're making this person that's better for you work harder because of the person that was there at first. They played you in some situation. So instead of becoming better at each relationship, a lot of people become worse. Their communication skills become worse. They don't show all the value. They don't give all the value. They not cooking. They not doing a bunch of different stuff.
Well, how truthful can we be on here?
Man, 1,000%. What you mean?
Oh, what a beautiful day. Keys got me into my relationship.
Go ahead and say it, billionaire.
I mean, bro, let's be truthful. When you get in a relationship, anything that you attract to you is nothing more than a direct representation of you.
So if a woman got a no good nigga, then she's a no good woman? Is that or wait. Well, let me qualify that. Did that mean that her frequency right now is just attracting the wrong thing because she getting what she wants, but she don't like what she receives.
Bro, the fact that you and I attracted each other, whatever, when you look in the mirror and you don't see a vampire, you see you.
Mm-hmm.
That mirror is a reflection of every relationship. Like, people are afraid to take accountability for situations that they put themselves in. Bro, you cannot say you've been with 10 different women and all 10 women were bad and you're great. It doesn't make sense. So I had to grow to a level of maturity and take responsibilities for what I was attracting and start, you know, I got some devilish ways in me. So I got to have a conversation with that devil person in me. You know what I'm saying? You might be you might have a hood side in you, but you can be a hood person and have a little cornball in you too.
Right.
You can have some bad characteristics in you. Yeah. It's okay.
Multidimensional. As long as you're
happy with you. The one thing about me, bro, is when people wish they had the level of confidence that I have. People wish they could be okay with the reason why I don't.
Well, where did your confidence come from?
Not caring about my confidence come from like going to jail over 15 times before I was 21. When your mother was told she would never walk again and she was abusive and we was abusive to each other. I don't just put that just on her to make her be the villain. And then to be able to have the maturity to go back and revisit that situation and start telling her Happy Mother's Day every single day, reestablishing that situation. That's a relationship.
So it comes through your resilience, knowing what you can go through, knowing that, like, it's like this. When I used to do interviews or walk up and talk to a woman, it's like I've been shot at before. I done shot at people before. Now, I don't say that to brag, but I say that to say this. If I've been shot at before, like, how can I not go into this interview and talk to this person confidently? How can I not walk up to this woman and talk to her confidently? Like, I almost died. Like, this ain't gonna kill me.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Can you answer this question?
Yeah.
How many people on the face of earth have you ever heard say to themselves, I ain't shit?
Not many.
But how many people have you heard tell people they ain't shit?
Many.
At what point do you realize that you know one person that said 100 people wasn't shit? At what point don't you realize you are the shit? 100 people cannot be ain't shit people. You are a direct representation of what you're bringing into your life. If you date me and I have problems, you do too. You got similar characteristics. That's why we was attracted. It wasn't just the physical attributes that we was attracted to. Like, when we talk about us, we both have a work ethic. If I say, what am I attracted about the characteristics of who you are? Oh, Keys, you're honest. We take care of our responsibilities and pay our bills for our business. Those are the same characteristics that I have within myself. So we attract to each other on those particular things. So for me, I'm growing into a level where a lot of people, and I'm going to let you say this. A lot of people say, bro, they want you to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth isn't set up for everybody's feelings.
No, it's not set up for nobody's feelings.
So people don't really want the truth. Like, what if a woman really liked a man and he came out and said, I'm fucking 12 women? What if that's his truth? But guess what? Guess what many people are attracted to? They're attracted to a person who says they like him. They love him. They like the physicalness of him. He's rich or whatever it is. He got everything that it looks like on Instagram that they want. And he says, I don't have any children.
Now, people like the beautiful lie.
But you get what I'm saying? They love that beautiful
much
lie.
Better than
and then
ugly
you find
children.
Out 6 months later, he has 7 children. They like to be lied to.
7?
Yes, I'm being over the top, but you...
No, you really not, because there's some people out there that somebody right now just found out that this nigga got 7 children.
But you get my point. If I came out right now, I'll use myself to crucify myself. If I came out right now and I said, I have no children, I have this big old mansion house that I do not have, but I'm borrowing your house keys and I've been telling people that it's mine. And I used your life, your livingness or liveliness to benefit me. Do you know how many women that I would attract in this city? Only for them to get in and find out he has 8 children. If I had told you that I had 8 children up front, how many people would have told me they wasn't interested? At least I told the truth. How many people would be interested in me if I told you I still battle with my depression? How many people would be interested in me if I still told you I battle with my own self-esteem sometimes? But the goal for me in any relationship... relationship, whether it's my mama, niece, or anything, I understand the value of assessing your weaknesses and stop acting like they strengths. A woman is supposed to be strong in certain areas where you're going to be weak. And you bring them two together so that you can build an empire together. And that's why I'm so successful, because without my mother pushing me out her womb, my dream wouldn't even exist. That's why I got the passion for my mother and my sisters. You know what I'm saying? We solid.
So let me ask you this. I guess it's just more so just something I'm going to say. You know, there's many women, right? Being the caliber of individuals that we are, and the caliber of individuals that I know I hang around and I be around. You know, a lot of women are, some women are intimidated by the energy that you may possess as a masculine, confident person. And sometimes a person might not be want to be, let's say, with you, because what they realize is that you got your shit together. And I don't mean that everything is perfect, but there's something about individuals who have a confidence and they know where they're going, they know who they are, they have great ideas, they have great thoughts, they're always producing, they're high achievers. A lot of people are insecure to be around those people because you minimize who they are. So if you're a giant, you make them look very small. And right now, there's a lot of women who think that they have to compete with the man that they're with. You understand me? Instead of being a helpmeet, instead of being a collaborator, you know. And this is a problem because society is telling a lot of women is that, no, you don't need a man. You have to be independent instead of being interdependent. Like, you're getting all of this advice from lesbians who don't even want men. So it's like, how can you take advice from somebody who doesn't want men? You can't really take advice from a feminist movement that practices misandry, which is a hatred of men. Because we talk about misogyny, but there's a lot of misandry in this community, and the misandry is especially pointed at the masculine man. Growing up, forever, I've always been ostracized, in a sense, because we always grew up with the masculine entity. Being a black masculine Muslim has been like a threefold that people would look at. First of all, they attack you because you're black. They attack you because you're masculine. They attack you because you're Muslim. You know what I'm talking about? So I always dealt with a threefolded attack. People didn't like that bravado you walk around with and be like, yes, I'm confident. No, I don't need you to validate my confidence. No, I don't need you to tell me anything about myself to me to walk around like and knowing who I am as a young guy. No, I don't need none of that. You know what I mean? And no, I'm not Christianized. Yes, all of my belief system come from another black man. Yes, I believe that the original man is an Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the God of the universe. Yes, that's the type of thing that's been sold into me as who I am. These are my passions. And yes, at the same time, I can be successful in this world because of the type of mindset that I have. Now, that particular, that energy, that aura right there can be a little bit, intimidating to people. And so some women think that they have to get with a man that is lesser in order for them to feel more, instead of absorbing and becoming a part of that energy and allowing themselves to grow by being a part of it. So a lot of women seek boys and wanting them to be men, you know, wanting them to be like that because they don't feel like they can ever shine around the sun. And that's the point is that, yes, I'll be the sun, but you're supposed to be the moon, baby. You know what I'm talking about? We supposed to have that balance. It's sun, moon, and stars. Quit thinking that we have to compete. It's not a competition. I be the sun, you be the moon. We got two different, during the day I shine, during that night you shine. You know what I'm talking about? We got two different things. Sometimes you might eclipse me. Sometimes I might eclipse you. It depends. We working together in harmony and in balance. But we've been taught that the masculine and the feminine energy have to fight against each other, and this ain't no fight. It ain't no fight. We only win when we work together. Two entities come together to make a third. Have you ever experienced a woman wanting to compete with you?
All the time, bro. Mm. Come on, man. You know that. Mm. You always got people that's gonna compete with you. It doesn't bother me because I'm a very secure individual, bro. Very secure, very open, very transparent. It has set me to be free within myself. I spend a lot of time with myself. I date myself. I have a birthday party on the 19th of every month. I treat myself. I love myself. I'm selfish. I focus on loving myself. So based on the way that you treat yourself, that's how you treat other people. So when I see how other people treat other people, I just look at it like that's how they treat themselves. They don't really value themselves.
Somebody asked the question, why do men compete with women for the same? Well, first of all, I don't know men that compete with women. Let's just say that I personally don't know any.
I have to
think about that. I don't know anybody that's I'm competing with this woman. I don't think that that's like a general thing. The general thing is that because men, we live in a patriarchal society, it's usually the opposite, that women are trying to compete with men because men have, you know, in a patriarchal society, have a certain privilege that is set to be the standard in society. So it's usually the opposite. So I'm not sure about that statement particularly. If you find some man that's trying to compete with women, it's because they probably want those women men, meaning that they probably homosexual. So I don't know too many men that compete with women, you know. So that's just a different thing, unless they want to be a woman. And I don't know any men that want to be women. That's just personally in my circle.
So I mean, you know, to be real with you, bro, the reason why I'm successful is because I have phenomenal women around me.
Mm.
So I always like to give them credit, bro.
Mm.
I love my mama to life. She made me the person that I am. My niece, she on here right now. Her name Paris. And I feel like it's my job as a man to instill within them what they created so that they don't have to battle with self-doubt, living in a world that's always putting down the female. I wouldn't be the man that I am today if it wasn't for my mother. So I'm always going, I want my mother of all women to use me because I used her when I was going to jail. And she came and got me.
And when you was born.
Yeah. And you know, you're hilarious. But I say that the same way. I feel like I'm not a perfect individual, bro. None of us are, but we don't give enough credit to the women that are actually, you know, standing with us in private. My mother doesn't ask for any acknowledgement at all. But this is a woman that I sit and talk every quote through, every post to. You know what I'm saying? Calls me and tell me what quote, what post she like, what post she don't like. And I'm very appreciative of even my 11, 13-year-old niece calling me, telling me that I should create a book called The Face of Dreamers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm more of just...
Do you think that... You know, a lot of men think that they're smarter than their woman, right? And sometimes this is definitely true.
Smarter.
Well, I'm going to get to it. Is that a lot of women are smarter, they just know how to play dumb. And they're smart enough to know how to play dumb. And a lot of men, like somebody had just made the comment that women are supposed to, well, somebody said, well, women are supposed to be seen as smarter. I'm not sure if that's the case. That's definitely not the case. But when we match or exceed, then it intimidates the female.
Yeah.
Now, I think that what women have the ability to do, if a woman finds herself smarter than her man, she has the ability to make him smarter. Right, and by this is what I mean. So this is just some tactics, some game for the women right here. So, you know, if you find a man that you know you're smarter than, don't continue to just play dumb. But also don't belittle him with your intelligence. That's not balance. So in a lot of relationships, women will flaunt their intelligence to let you know that they're smarter. That's not how you come out with the balance. The whole point is to have a relationship. So if you're doing that and this person don't want to be with you, guess why? You're a smart ass. Now, tactics. If a woman meets a man that she know has potential and she can help him become smarter, then she can tactically introduce him to knowledge that will increase his intelligence. So let's say that if you're a drug dealer, right? You sell drugs, you sell weed or whatever. Then she starts to observe you and be like, you know what? This person, he great at counting money, he great at customer service, he great at this, that, and the third. So now she starts to introduce things that can help him with his business skills. And eventually she starts to, look, read this, babe, or look at this, babe, look at this program over here. You know, based on this knowledge that you have of doing this business, you can run this type of business as well, and it's going to yield you even better returns.
Yeah.
She starts to strategically give him value and give him game, and then he starts to become smarter, right? But a lot of people enjoy the ability to say that they're smarter than the person they're with instead of giving them the game that they have to make that person smarter than them. So it's like, ladies, you have the ability to make your man a better leader and a much smarter leader. But not everybody has that tactic to where it'd be like, you know what? If I'm smarter than him, then that means that I should be the goddamn the teacher here and make this person smarter than me.
Yeah.
Same thing as you raising a child. You know what I mean? You don't want to be the mother of this person forever. You know what I mean? So why don't you teach this person so eventually they be teaching you?
Mm.
It's tactics, lady. I meet a woman that's teaching me something. Whoo! Babe, where you at?
19 keys. Come on, brother. You know, it's the thing in the society that we live in, bro. I'm going to attempt to break this down as much as I possibly can. We come from a culture that has taught us, that has really oppressed our mindset, not to see the value in our brothers or our sisters. Which is why we don't really value and appreciate each other, not just within a relationship, but a lot of us are mentally dysfunctional. We don't know much about business. We don't know what a healthy relationship is. Many of us don't even know what type of healthy foods that we should be putting in our bodies. Mm. So we spend more time, kids, like I tell you, attempting to prove a hater wrong.
Right.
When we should be spending more time proving the people right that believe in us. In essence, what I'm actually saying is, we spend too much time hanging out with negative people, but then when we meet somebody that's phenomenal, somebody that adds value in our life, we want to find something wrong with them.
Right. This is true.
They're a human.
Right.
I'm not perfect, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you really think about...
But where did that come from, though?
Right here. Watch this. Why would you want to be with someone who does not add value in your life?
I can't do it.
Nobody would say that they want that type of person. But if you look at most people's relationships or who they hang with, and I said, show me what that person's done for you, tangibly. Nothing. The average person cannot show you. I can go through 10 of my friends right now and I can say, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't have this book.
Mm.
If it wasn't for this, I wouldn't have that website. If it wasn't for this person, I wouldn't have these clothes right here, sitting right here. If it wasn't for this mentor, I wouldn't have this lawyer.
Mm.
But can other people do that? Guess what they're going to show me? A bunch of good times, going to the damn club, having some drinks, eating some good food. You know what I'm saying? That stuff is useless to me, man. You can go eat with yourself. You can date yourself. You can entertain yourself. I am so in love with myself, bro, that I'm cool with it. I love who I am. And I'm going to find me somebody that's okay with me loving me, because they're going to understand, why would you want to be with somebody who don't love they self? But that still sound good, like telling a female, like, you complete me. No, you don't complete me. I completed me before you pulled up.
Well, no, I believe you're definitely supposed to be 100% before you get in a relationship. And many people are looking for people to fill the void of who they are, you know, fill their void. And that's why I always say, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. So therefore, anything that we bring is bonus to each other's lives. I come in 100%, you come in 100%, not 50-50. Yeah. I don't want no woman to be 50-50 with me. You got to be 100-100. You know what I'm talking about? We come, because if you being 50-50 with me, who you giving the other 50% to? Nah, I need you. You know what I'm talking about? So the point of it is, as well, that goes into, like, who you are. You come in there 100%. Like, you get your self-love together. Don't look for me to fill in the voids and the missing and thing. But at the same time, because we black people, right? So we have to deal with the thing of our trauma and deal with the triggers that come with us being who we are in society. So there is a lot of black women who are broken. You know, there's a lot of black men who are broken, who have issues. So it also comes with that thought process that, yes, you coming in and you doing the best to love yourself, but I also have to be empathized towards our people and knowing the things that we deal with, knowing some of the issues that's propagated, knowing some of the ways that our women feel attacked or feel unprotected, you know, knowing some of the different things that happen in society with their uncles, brothers, sisters, just many different things that may happen. So it's like having that empathy and that mindset as well, and knowing that, no, we don't have the, we have to love each other so much that we come in the relationship with the empathy of knowing that, you know, this is some of the things I might have to help them heal through.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to. I don't want to help nobody hurt me. So I'm willing to have an open mind, bro, with anybody that I deal with, male, female, cat, dog, anybody that come into my space. If you're not a person that is manifesting dreams into existence, it doesn't mean you have to meet me on my frequency. It doesn't mean you have to have the material things that I have. You can be a broke-minded person with a healthy mindset, bro. I mean, you can be broke in your pockets, but you can still have healthy thoughts. So when I look at anybody that's coming into my life, all I'm asking you to do is just add value into my life, because I know the value that I'm going to add into your life.
That's all I do is add value. Hey, I'm going to give you some game.
But when we talk about relationships, if you look at, you know,
networks.
Why is a 19 key single? Why is a, you know, somebody like my...
Hey, you hitting on the good... You hitting on the good questions now. Relax.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? We got influential people that travel around the world inspiring people to live their dreams. You know what I'm saying? Why would we continue? Why people ask me that all the time, like, bro, if you this positive, like, why you single? Why you ain't in no relationship? And it's like, look, man, how you know I ain't working on me? How you know I'm not in a relationship? Just because a person don't put all their business on social media, that don't mean I'm not in a relationship. I'm in a relationship right now with myself first and foremost because I don't have all my stuff together. And this is before I did this interview with you, bro. These are conversations that I've already had with myself in the private. So when I see,
boy, you know that's a slick one right there. A chick going in a relationship, you're like, oh, baby, I ain't gonna lie, I'm already in a relationship with myself. Hey, that's a good one, boy. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. That's a good one right there. I'm already in a relationship with somebody, baby. Is there anybody else? Yeah, myself. I'm not gonna lie. We went out on the date the other day. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, you dating your dream right now, bro. You decading it. You centurying it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not finna sacrifice my dreams, bro, at this time. And I'm not gonna speak too ahead of myself, but this is the first opportunity in my life, bro, that I've ever created something that I can actually go back home and show my mama to. Show my mama, and she be proud of me. Because I used to sell dope. And I used to sell a lot of it.
Dope boy, huh? Dope boy billion?
I mean, no, we don't say all that. But the point, I'm gonna tell you wrong, man. The point of the message is, what I'm attempting to say is, I've never done anything positive, bro, that I could go home and show the woman that I wanted to show my mama that I've done something positive. Yeah. And now I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Guess what people do with us?
What's that?
They'll find the one thing that you do wrong instead of the 99 things that you do right. And that's a hard bullet to, you know, face every single day. People always want to pick, like I said today on Instagram, that God is not good. God is absolutely amazing, better than good. And a person dissected that and only picked out the part and said, this must be a typo. Why is God not good? And all I came back and said is, I have over 5,000, 6,000 posts of nothing but positivity. Why didn't you come in on any of those? Y'all always want to dissect male and females and just pick out what's wrong with them. We already know something wrong with you. You're a human being. Something always going to be wrong with you. Nothing never is going to be right. When you think about when you go to the car, like I told you before, and you pop the hood, there is a negative and there is a positive sign on that battery for a particular reason. Negative energy and positive energy will always exist. A homeless person and a rich person will always exist. No one in the history of life will ever do away with homelessness because it's needed, bro. If you delete homelessness, then you will delete all of the nonprofit organizations that so-called stand for that. So when you talk about the negative and the positive, those two energies must come together in order for that car to go in forward motion. Well, in order for you to appreciate a positive female or a positive male in your life, you had to have had a negative one that gave you the value, helped give you the value to appreciate the contrast. Positive person.
Yeah.
So it's like, I appreciate all the negative stuff that I went through because I wouldn't have 83 books if my mama was told she would never walk again. I wouldn't have 83 books if some relationships did not work. I wouldn't have 83 books if I had never went to jail, slept in my car, and stuff like that. So I'm appreciative for every situation that I've ever been in, regardless if they thought they added value or not. You was appreciated. And when I make it and when I get married, I'm going to send the ex flowers and the new person on the same day because both of them helped me.
Now, if there was no women left on the planet Earth, like just someday I woke up and then all the women were gone. They just disappeared. I mean, you searching high and low. You checking the DMs. You checking the Google. You checking the crevices and cracks of the planet Earth. You traveling to different countries, islands, remote islands. You're trying to find them, and they just gone. You know what I'm talking about? You checked everywhere you could possibly look, and they gone. What would you do?
I would ask God to come take me too.
Exactly. That's a real man answer right there. It ain't no reason to be here no more. I gotta go. Oh, I guess that's my time here.
It's time.
Peace.
Dream over.
Hey.
Listen.
I'm not about to stay in that world because brother's about to be doing some weird stuff. I got to go.
To this aspect.
That's prison. Let
me ask you this, right? you working right now for your dream, right?
Yeah.
Like, who is one of the people that you working to make proud in your life?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
And you already know it's my mother. If you talk to majority men and ask them why they're doing what they're doing, they will tell you that I'm either doing this for my mother or my mother inspired me.
Mm.
No offense to the men, but very seldom do I ever hear a person say, I'm doing this for daddy.
No.
I'm doing this for granddad.
No.
Because most women have loved you through every aspect and every piece of puberty that you ever went through in your life, even when you turned your back on them. So the maturity level for me comes in now. I'm not turning my back on my mama, man. I'm supporting her. I'm going to give her everything that she wants. She's going to get a 63-bedroom house, and she ain't even got to sleep. And they say, you can only sleep in one room. Well, we used to have a 3-bedroom apartment. Y'all didn't tell us that.
Somebody said they do everything for their grandpa.
That's what's up.
That's good.
My grandpa been, both of my gramps, I never met my grandpa on my father's side. I met my grandpa on my mother's side, but he had Alzheimer's. So every time we meet, I had to reintroduce myself. So yeah, and then grandmas, rest in peace, grandmas. I love my grandmas. She was gangster. She was the strongest grandmother ever, and I mean like literal strength. Sometimes she'd drink and she'd pick up a couch with one hand. I'm dead that serious. I'm not playing. The woman was so strong. I was scared of her strength. She picked up a couch one time with one hand in her 70s, and she was vacuuming with the other hand. And I didn't know what the hell was going on that day. But from that day, I didn't want to play with my grandma because I already knew she was too damn strong for an old woman. But that's a sidebar. Anyway, man, y'all just got me in my bag today. So, Brother Billionaire PA, when you get married, bro?
I put that dream in God's hands.
In God's hands. Boy, see, that boy got some answers. I'm in a relationship with myself. It's in God's hands. Boy, that brother Billionaire, he media trained. That boy media trained. You can't catch him slipping.
Hey, my grandmama always taught me to speak in sound bites. Let me ask you this. On what day? Do you know the day and time that you're going to get married? I mean, I know who my...
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I mean, this is for myself. When you know who the person is, you just put it in the universe and you just ask God to do the alignment. At this point in my life, I've removed my physical being.
So do you believe in polygamy?
What does that mean?
Two women? Man marrying two women.
I do not believe in it.
See, you see how you answer these questions? You see how these questions get answered? I do not believe in it. The double negative of that, so basically he said he do believe in it. But if I say I do not believe in it, it's not saying that I'm affirmative and I just want to do it, but I'm just saying that I'm not against it for the people who do believe it. Boy, that's some good media training. Good media training. That is excellent media training.
Hey, Keith, if we being truthful, bro, you know it's always going to be an apple. It's always going to be an orange. You know, I always got an analogy.
Okay.
It's always going to be a banana. And it's always going to be a grape. Everybody on earth just never going to be the same. Some people are going to wake up, like, I feel like, truthfully, it's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it.
Yeah, no, you definitely entitled to it.
I feel like the government set a lot of people up for failure with the whole marriage system.
Uh-oh, let's go.
Tell it, like, it's people who literally feel like...
So you believe monogamy is a trap, being with one person?
Bro, the government created marriage certificates, death certificates, and all of that to make money.
Hey, my mama here. Shout out to moms.
You know, these people make money off of the same, I'm sure, the same judge that married somebody also divorced them.
Mm. So.
So if you was for the marriage, why didn't you attempt, you know why he didn't stop it? He wanted to get that money. You got to get that check. No, bro, this is the thing, right? You have people that I sit and I watch, and then they go and they get married, bro. Because let's say I'm 40 years old. Mm-hmm. I turn 50. And then all my friends, that peer pressure, that stuff works. Dang, bro, you 50 and you ain't never been married. People start making you think like something wrong with you. Some people, bro, it's certain people out here like men, and I'm not pushing
this. My mom said one woman. Now, but hey, relax. I never said that I was for polygamy. Now, I do think, I'm going to put this out there.
This is what I'm saying. For us, like, let's think in the form of a business, right? In order for us to be successful, I do think for the other person. That's why I'm able to create products that actually sell to people. And so, I do believe in being with one person, but I also do know that there are some people out there who...
Hey, don't start using my real name. It's Keys. If you don't know me, you put Keys. Thank you.
So, it's other people in the universe, Keys, that do believe in having multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
And society has beat into people to be all the same. The same exact way they beat into majority of people to get a job. They beat into black people, get a job, get a job, get a job. Well, that's not beat into the Caucasian community that when they come out of a school, they're going to get a job. So what I'm saying, the theory of what I'm saying is 19 keys. Is what a person do in their bedroom. I really don't care because it has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
It's not, as long as you're not sleeping with children.
Oh yeah, you got to take your head off, something like that.
But if you sleeping with two 25-year-old people is in the room sleeping together, if it's 2, 10, or 20 of them, I get to have the opportunity to say I'm allowing that person to live their truth, and I have an option to decide if I want to stay here or go, and I'm leaving. So thank you for giving me my option. I believe in allowing people to be themselves. Everybody not going to be billionaire, man. And that's the problem. We want to make people feel uncomfortable putting them in a box that they don't need to be in.
So you marrying two women is what you saying?
No, I'm not saying. I don't know what God has planned for me.
Y'all, you see how he answered these questions? You see, y'all gotta, you can learn something from this. You see, boy, I tell you, look, see, what you doing, I'm gonna tell you what he just did there, and I'm gonna get back on the subject. Is he, you can't target God. So if a person say, if it's God's plan, now a person can't attack God. So it's like, hey, I'm not to blame for how my life ends up. You know what I mean? But it's if I put it in God's hands. So how you gonna tell God his plans for me ain't right? Well, see, that's good. That's good stuff right there.
I mean, but it's been times where I've cheated on my mama with my grandmama, so.
Now, you got to explain that for the people that just coming in.
People never going to understand my logics, bro.
Somebody just came in right now, and they said, whoa, yeah. What's this conversation about?
I cheated on my grandmama with my mama.
Okay, how you do that?
Sometimes, my grandmama, she feeds me. Like, sometimes, like, when you're in a relationship, some relationships, they are sexual. Well, in these relationships, as you know, they're not sexual.
Okay, yes, sir.
So we're going to go on and get that clear.
People crazy out here. You're talking about over-communicating.
But watch this right here. It's been a time where me and my mother had a disagreement, and I wanted to break up with her. And I wanted to go a period where we wasn't talking. So I still needed wisdom, and I still needed intuition, and yes. I still needed to be loved. So I went to my grandmama for that intuition. I went to my grandmama for that love, and I needed to get that from some other female. I didn't want to get that from no man. So I understand the value of, yes, I'm always going to be in multiple relationships with other people. Nah, even when I get married, I'm still going to be in a relationship with my mama. I'm not divorcing my mama because I got married to an actual woman on paper. I'm married to my mama. I'm married to my friends. And what I mean by that, when I marry you, you're going to get honesty. You're going to get trust. It don't matter. It could be a friendship. It ain't got to be an actual relationship where we lay down in bed and we have an intercourse. But if we do decide to go, whatever I do in my bedroom, man, people need to leave people personal business. Let that be their business. If people were worried about their bank account, their family, then they would be more successful. But we talk about other people so much that
somebody said billion for president. Boy, they liking what they're hearing.
I'm just telling you,
they liking what they're hearing. Hey, somebody said, he on that gold. Yes, it must be that gold water. Must be that gold water.
Keys, I'm wrong.
Somebody said, but
Keys don't want to mess with that conversation.
Hold on. Now, I'm about to get into it. Somebody said, but the minister, Farrakhan, said, one woman is better for you. You know, okay, before I get into that.
I'm not going against the minister, though.
I'm not. Hold on. Let me address that one. I don't like when people do stuff like that. Nobody, you can't. So that's deceptive intelligence right there. When you insert somebody else into the conversation as if you're going against that person, when a person is really just giving their spiel on a particular thought and an idea. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? It's like, Farrakhan said this, or Martin Luther King said this. We're not going against anybody.
Yeah, don't create
that. You understand me? So that's a dangerous thing. But at the same time, I'm in agreement with Farrakhan. You know, he said if you would know best, one woman is better for you. If you would but know best. And I wanted to preface it like this because not a lot of men are nowhere near the level of maturity, responsibility, power, financial stability, the divinity within themselves to even think about having more than one woman within a relationship. And I think that mastery of cultivating one relationship should be the goal, you know, and making sure that relationship is the most healthiest one on the planet Earth, especially for the generations of children that will be produced out of that relationship. So let's get that out the way. Secondly, I want you to look at this, and I want you to look at now. I want you to take your lens off of anything that you do know, and I just want you to look at it not from a somebody said this or somebody else said this. I want you to just think, right? Because you do have the ability of independent thought away from your own beliefs, right? So that I can believe, yes, one woman, but I can entertain the thought process. Well, you know, what about monogamy and polygamy? And is there ever a time where one of those things can be used the best way? So I think about Atlanta. And I think Atlanta is a great case study for this, whether polygamy can be used in Atlanta as a way to nation build. And not in a way to cultivate sexual relationships, but a way to transfer wealth, you know, from one family to another. And I say that because in Atlanta has one of the biggest homosexual populations, but it also has a thriving community of black people. Now, given that you have these homosexual relationships, money is not being transferred down as generational wealth, right? Because the family unit is man, woman, child. That's how you create more to procreate more to procreate more to procreate more. So what I thought and what I said, what if Atlanta practiced a form of group economics through...
Why you use Atlanta?
Because Atlanta doesn't have... Because Atlanta has so many thriving blacks, but it doesn't have family unit, doesn't have family structure. And I mean by that, I mean like they're not producing children and next generation of children passing down that money because there's a lot of homosexual relationships. So a man times man is not going to have a child and pass down that money that they cultivated through the business and works that's coming in and out of Atlanta. A woman times woman is not going to have a child. So that's why I use Atlanta, because a lot of that money that those black people that's thriving in there and some of the richest black people stay in Atlanta, it's not going to get passed down anywhere. So when we talk about generational wealth, we're talking about family wealth being passed down and creating legacies of families to pass down generational wealth. So I told myself, and I had this thought, and this is when I was in Atlanta, because I was just looking around and I was taking observations. And through those observations, I gained an insight like, wow, none of this money is going to be getting passed down. You know what I mean? So like this person that just made this $1 million, this person doing this real estate in this condo, this person that has this business, but where's that money going? The purpose was never to just see individual black people rich. It was to, the point was to have a collective system where we passing down generational wealth so the next generation could be better off, so they don't have to start off at the zero bank account like the other generation before. But if we don't practice group economics through the family structure, then that actual wealth never gets passed down. So I said, what if, especially now you know that, you know, a large percentage of black men in Atlanta are homosexual, a large percentage of black women in Atlanta are homosexual. And I look at the, and then some other ones, they just might be no good for a person to get into a relationship with. They might not be there mentally, you know what I mean, respectfully, as a solid human being to get in a relationship with. And I say that, you know. But so when you really take down the odds of available men and women that could start relationships, those numbers shrink drastically, right? So if I look at it
drastically?
Drastically, statistically. So I look at the beautiful women out there right now. So there's a lot of beautiful women in Atlanta. Right, and then you also
in Atlanta.
In Atlanta,
and just Atlanta.
Just Atlanta, Atlanta alone. Oh my God, look at God.
Just Atlanta.
You gonna walk around like, look at God. Now
there are no beautiful women in California.
We got to bring this back because it's about to die off.
Said there is no beautiful women.
Didn't say that. I walked outside earlier and seen a beautiful woman. Okay. We got 1 minute left, so I'm gonna come back and return my thought. Give me 1 second.
Keys done got us in trouble on this one right here, boy. This is a subject that I don't even be speaking on this subject.
Hey,
right
we today. Getting in it today. We not shying away from it today. I'm gonna finish off this analogy
for a lot of reasons,
many reasons. But sometimes you gotta go there so people can hear
just a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? That I'm bringing to you today. Let me know if y'all like it. If y'all want me to continue talking about stuff like this, let me know. I definitely appreciate everybody out there that has supported my vision and everything that I'm doing at Wealthy Minds. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue to speak these dreams into existence. And regardless if you believe in me or not, I still love you. I still appreciate you. One of the questions that I got, Keys, is how do you all use women as a part of your marketing and branding?
First of all, I don't use women in that sense. I incorporate women in my branding the same way anybody should incorporate women in their branding. which is adding in that feminine aspect. So, you know, I collaborate with women as far as like modeling. That question is very broad as well.
Wait, that's my mama asking, bro.
No, I know who that was.
Lakeem Wilson.
I seen the question, bro.
Hey, no, it's you, bro.
Yeah.
We gonna call it out, man. Lakeem Wilson. Shout out to the homie, man, out in, I think it's Austin, Texas.
Yeah. But that question is kind of broad for me to answer specifically.
Well, my grandmama told me, bro, that if you're not being used in this world, you're dead. Mm. You gonna argue with my grandma?
I would if I disagree. If I disagree,
I'm gonna create a debate. The debate today. you gonna argue with my grandma?
If I disagreed, I'd be like, I don't know if I think that that's true. But
let's ask the people what they
I understand
think.
The context. Hold on, let me finish this thought.
Let's ask the people what they think is a, and then you can finish the thought. What do y'all think qualifies to be a successful relationship? Can y'all please drop that right here in my comments? I want to know what attributes, what characteristics do you feel needs to be in the relationship for it to be a healthy relationship?
I've always been collaborating with women. Somebody said love affects you started. I've been collaborating with women, you know, since the day I was born. I collaborated with my mom to get here. Okay, but like the and the pictures that I just dropped. That's not bae. Yeah, you know what I mean, that's somebody that I've been working with for like 3-4 years. Yeah, you know what I mean, so since the beginning of my brand, you know, I've been working with women. Women have been some of the greatest support system. Even when I had my store, women are coming there and shop all of the time. You know, I used to sell a myriad of things, glasses, women's clothes. I had brought in a woman's designer by the name of Style to Kill. She was one of the first people that I collaborated with that I had in my store. So, you know, I've been working with women for a very, very, very long time. And I'm going to continue to work with more women and more women and more dope women in the future. Because that's how you progress. If you want to know the secrets to success, work with women. Mm. Now, let me finish my analogy.
That's the true secret.
That's the true secret.
That's the true Brother secret. Just cut me out.
Hey, well, you need to work with women too. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, 19 keys in the studio, man. Talking about this relationship.
Now wait, you not let me finish this Atlanta thought.
That Atlanta thought, because you say only beautiful women are in Atlanta. And
I never said that. You know, I said there's a lot of beautiful, successful women that are in Atlanta. Now, the problem is that a lot of these beautiful, successful women that are in Atlanta, they don't have a viable person or an available, the right type of person for them to mate with, get in a relationship with, build with, create generational wealth, pass that down, and have a future and nation build with. Mm. So my question to the people is that in a place of Atlanta where statistically the availability of good individuals for you to mate with and get into a relationship with decreases because either they're not good people to be with, they might have a disease, they might be homosexual, I'm saying, like, if you're a single black woman, these are things that's not your choices, so it decreases the available, you know, mates that you can be with. So do you all think that in that situation, that if a person wanted to practice nation building, that if there's more available women out there than there are available men, what do the women do? Do they move away? Or do they practice a form of polygamy so that the generational wealth can be passed down? Not for the purpose of sustaining relationships for sexual desires and things of that nature, but for the purpose of having group economics and inheritance being passed down for the structure of building nations. Because marriages were created so that, you know, you can bring families together and they can share that wealth. Marriages created so that you can create nations and kingdoms and things of that nature. So if we practice in group economics and we going forward in that manner, there's been a lot of arranged marriages just so that money can flow in the right direction so that these families can benefit off these unions. But we're not thinking about nation building. So when we get in relationships, we get into them for the wrong reasons. So I ask that question because we know the laws.
Who is we, though? Not me?
Well, I speak in a general collective consensus.
Okay.
Of black people. You know, when we black, you used to say we. Cause, you know,
we do?
As a majority, yes. As a majority. Not as the individual, but as a majority.
What's the right reason to get in a relationship?
There's many. I think that there's a couple reasons. The person can get in a relationship because this is a person that's going to help them grow and they can build with them a sustainable future, right? and create a family, you know, that can be successful. A person can get with somebody just because, you know, they love this person so much that they're willing to, you know, go through, they're willing to suffer with this person and they're willing to grow with this person. And I say suffer because in all relationships, you're going to go through the pain. Love is war. You have to fight the battle every day to continue to stay in the war. You know, and the war is only won when y'all die. And so it's a never-ending war, but it's a war of love. You know what I mean? So, but I believe, you know, getting into a relationship, y'all should come together so y'all can build something. Like, just because I love you and you love me, it don't mean it's going to work out. But what value do we have that we're going to bring to each other? What vision are we producing? So I think two people should come together to produce a vision together, because if you super independent, I'm super independent, we don't need each other, then why the fuck do we get into a relationship together? Like, yes, you can have everything on your own, I have everything, but what are we going to do together, though? Because when you have to have interdependent mindset, not an interdependent when you're in a relationship. The independent is when you want to be single. But when you get together, this is how we're going to depend on each other. I'm going to build this part, you're going to build that part. And by both of us playing our roles, we're going to win in the end and everything is going to be brought out. That's why I say two energies come together to create a third. You know what I mean? And so we go 100% on this dream together. Not 50-50, we going 100-100. Because if I was to transfer one, let me not say it like that. I was going to say, if I give a woman my sperm for her egg, that's 100-100. She's going 100% in and producing that baby. I went 100% in and giving her my sperm. That's not 50-50 on the baby. You know what I'm talking about? That's 100-100. Same thing with an idea and a goal. If I say, baby, I had this goal, this vision, she's going to have to go 100% in to make sure that we, you know, I might have the bigger picture, she might have the detail. We both got to go 100% in. So the problem is people go 50 and they get the other 50 to the world.
So what happens if only 50% of a baby come out? Do that mean somebody...
That means that somebody was given 50% and they had a mutation of DNA. Yeah, you know I mean, some people didn't have half babies. Hey, I'm not going.
Hey, you don't have to answer that question.
Some people didn't have half babies. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? But you want to definitely, what they trying to make abortion illegal in every state in America at this point in time. So you might want to be careful anyway who you go half on or 100% on the baby with, because you might not have no second chances anymore. So, you know, this might make a lot of people more responsible as far as who they choose to be with, because when they roll, if they continue to roll out these abortion bans, ain't no more second chances. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's your baby. Take care of it. I hope you chose the right person. You slipped up. That's it.
Great show and discussion. Keep them coming.
Yeah, we gonna work on it. I appreciate y'all.
When you get married, bro?
It's most likely gonna be next year, probably in the summertime.
Be careful what you manifest.
Yeah, I don't mind as long as it's with the right person. I'm gonna put that in God's hands.
Well, I never thought you would marry the wrong person.
Well, yeah, you know, God got his plan. I got my plans. He laughing at me right now, saying that all right, I see you. But if I align my plan with God's plans, then we'll be on the same caliber.
Your caliber and your exquisite mindset. How could someone that has that type of extensive mindset marry the wrong person?
Well, you know, we are all.
You ain't gonna red flagger.
Yeah, well,
you ain't gonna do no research.
You know, I'm not gonna
do. Is she gonna be from Atlanta?
No, she's not gonna be. I ain't gonna say she's not going to be from Atlanta, but based on the context of this conversation, she's not gonna be in Atlanta for those reasons. My mom said courtship is the best way to determine compatibility. I agree. You know, you can court somebody and find out who they are, and also take sex off the table and really see if you actually like that person.
Because, but let me ask you this, though. You said if you take, I get that. I understand that. I just play. I ain't gonna play devil.
I already know where you about to go with it.
I play God's advocate, cause God is within me. I hear the saying when people say they want, like, this is with me. One thing that I'm not gonna do, right? I'm not about to be with nobody that has bad sex. So why not just
my mom in here, man?
Okay.
Taylor the lady.
Can you tell your mom? Cause I gotta say. You know what I'm saying, Bubba? I love you. All right, you want me to wait on the other side?
Now, I already know where you're going with it.
You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to go ahead and get it over with.
This should be the late night podcast. We in here early with this one. It's early with it. Just go all out. They'll talk about.
Because, bro, I work too hard to have, you know, I work too hard, bro, not to have an amazing time. Like, I don't go to the movie, bro, to see, like, if the movie.
I got to look serious through this.
Okay, let me say it in this way then, bro. If I go to a movie and I pay my whole $19, somebody at the door. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second.
I think I know where this is about to go. And I got my rebuttal ready.
See, I'm just being honest. Bro, there are a group of people in the world that just want to be theyself. And there's people in this universe that don't think like us. We all don't think the same. And people just want to be appreciated. People just want to be loved and be allowed to be exactly who they want
to
be.
Okay, get to the point, man. Don't romanticize. You already started it off.
I'm just saying, there are some people in the universe that a lot of people say take sex off of the table. I will speak for myself. Like, me on the other hand, I'd rather go ahead and, you know, I don't mind waiting, but I'd rather go ahead and knock it out because I don't know how things would work out if we went there.
Well, he said knock it out like it's just a chore.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a chore. I mean, it's a woman prized possession, but I'm just being truthful. I have the option to be truthful and be myself.
Now, you go ahead. You the guest. You go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the guest. I get to say what I need to say. But I'm not finna be with nobody, bro, and it's not good. And I will hope that, and I'm sure it's a lot of women out there that think the same thing, but they might not, you know, a lot of people might not just come out and say it. So with me, I'd rather just go ahead and, you know, test the waters, find out. Just like I want to go ahead and court you and test your attitude. I want to test you under pressure. I want to test a lot of things. It's not just that component. I want to test all aspects of your mind, all aspects of your soul, and all aspects of your actual body.
Now, I think that, you know, the way that we, the way that sex has had in a Western civilization, let's put it in the context of this, I don't think that individuals are having sex to where it fulfills compatibility on a spiritual level in the first place. And what I mean that is that sex is supposed to be a ceremony of weaving of spiritual energies. And that the average person, you know, they having sex to see what level of pleasure is being fulfilled, but not to be able to interpret the energy of the soul that they're connecting with. And, you know, it becomes a lost art in our civilization where I don't believe that that's how our ancestors were connecting. Make sure y'all keep the language PG in my comments. So I think that, for one, I think that if taking sex out to the table, I think definitely can work to be able to see whether you actually like or love this person in the first place. But at the same time, I think that there is a danger in the fact that sometimes when, you know, a person may be with a person and they take sex off the table and they're trying to figure out, I can't wait to marry this person so I can have sex with them, because you can be an over lust filled person that can't wait to get this part of the ceremony out the way so that you can be with that person, especially if you are, you know, I forget what's the word for not having sex. I forget. I'm losing my thought process. But yeah, there's a difference. Sometimes a person don't know whether they're in lust or whether they know that they're in love. You know, and it can cloud the logic system of thinking to where a person may not be making the best decision. They may be making it for the wrong reasons. So in the tantric possibilities of what we call the abstinent. So in the tantric or celibate, in the tantric possibilities, you know what I mean? Tantric is more so talking about the weaving of energy. You know what I mean? To where y'all having sex to collide kundalini energy, as it's called, you know, which can be utilized to make each person, you know, more energized and, you know, and actually add to the godliness of that person being. But I think the way that sex is had in Western civilizations is that young children parents have the conversation of the birds and the bees with their children, but they never had the conversation of the tantric and the kundalinis. They never teach about the energy that sex has and the power that it has to either make you a greater, a powerful, more human being, or the power that it has to actually drain you, or the power that it has for you to take on the DNA of another person and the energy of another person. You know what I mean? So that conversation is never had, and that's why people don't utilize sex as a powerful force, because they don't have the actual knowledge of what actual sex is. So I think even in that decision making, if a person is going only to figure out how compatible I am with this person as far as fulfilling my desires, you understand me, and fulfilling my pleasure, then even that measurement of grading whether the sex was good enough for a person to, and getting that out the way to see now we can know each other, that's still not a great grade of measurement, because it's still not getting down onto the quantum level. It's still not getting down onto an energetic level. You understand me? And that's different. And a person thinks about, like they say, having sex rather than making love or whatever it is, depending on how a person thinks of that. So, yes, sex is used for the power of reproduction, But we know that in today's society, that in order, if you want to change people's mindset to see sex a different way, we got to speak plainly, because nobody is just going to see it as a dry binary process of ones and zeros. Individuals use it as a connection for fulfilling desires and pleasure. But at the same time, I want people to think different and think about the spiritual connection that individuals have to supply each other with the power of their spiritual energy, which also has an ability to communicate with each other on a whole nother level. But if we're not tapped in on the understanding of what it is, then of course we'll continue to do it for only the fulfillment of pleasure and desire. So, you know, that's just...
I don't got nothing to say, bro. I don't have nothing to say. I still,
that's just the thought process.
But, you know, I still, you know...
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just giving people more introspective thought process.
Because then I just believe in allowing everybody... Well, first off, the way I live my life, I don't push my beliefs on other people. And I do believe that just letting people live the life that they choose to live and allowing them to be absolutely themselves. And a lot of times we live in this society, man, that has just... made people feel uncomfortable about being who they are. And the only thing that the reason why I go not against some of the things you say, I just play God's advocate, because I'm not the only gonna play devil's advocate. Because I know God created everybody on this particular earth, and he didn't create everybody to be the same. So I'm saying that I can still be your friend and not believe in what it is that you actually do. It doesn't mean I have to sleep with you. It doesn't mean I have to go to church with you. It doesn't mean I got... You know, Buddhist friends, I'm not Buddhist. I got Jewish friends, I'm not Jewish. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I just like to inform people so that they can make whatever decision they're going to make.
No,
you know?
I get what you're saying.
You can't force any. I don't think, you know, a lot of people do practice compulsion. Like, oh, this is the way I believe, this is right. For me, I just would rather give you more information so you can make a better informed decision.
But who decided what was right and what was wrong for another person's life? They get to make that
decision. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But if I give you more information, now you're making a more informed decision. Whether you take the information or not, whether you regard it as valid or invalid, or you regard it as any part of your decision making, the more knowledge that you get, the better decision that you can make, because now you have all variables.
But yeah. I hear you.
Would you rather make a decision just based off your perspective? Or if you had all the knowledge in the world, now you're making a decision. Now you can definitely say, oh yeah, I've heard all of the different perspectives, and I definitely still think that this is the right decision to make. Based on me taking all of this information and be like, yep, I know better now. So it just makes you a more informed, makes you a wiser person. You know what I mean? To know more.
So before that, they wasn't wise?
Who?
The person that you gave the knowledge to, that you educated.
I said wiser.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Increasing in abundance of knowledge and experience. You know, it's like a child making a decision. You know, there can be wisdom in how a child makes a decision.
But you see my point.
But when a person gets experience and knowledge, they make a different kind of decision.
You know my whole reasoning for even not going against the grain is more so just like when anybody is around me.
I don't think they clash, though. What? I don't think the what I said doesn't clash with what you said.
No,
I think I'm just giving more perspective on the thought process that a person can engage with when making a decision. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. I think we had a phenomenal show today. 19 Keys got me.
Are you ready to close out? He said, I done had enough.
19 Keys got me in here talking about a subject y'all have never in the history of y'all life heard me talk about. Relationships. I usually keep my personal relationship private because...
And I'm not a perfect person. I'm just giving you information from my thought process. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm not saying I'm over here Buddha. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just telling you how I think when it comes to my deeper thoughts.
But is anybody on earth perfect?
I don't know. I haven't met everybody. I'm not perfect enough to give that.
But here, this is just the point that I was making.
I
appreciate your time. I appreciate the knowledge that you drop. There are 7.6 billion people on Earth, bro. Your mama still in here?
Let me see.
Let's make sure.
Yep.
Okay. 7.6 billion people on Earth. Somebody's having sex, bro. That's a fact. Somebody out here getting it in. They not married or nothing.
Hey, get to the point. You asked if my mom was on here.
Yeah, because I didn't want to say what I had to read. I had to
change it. Oh, this was the PG version. Okay, okay.
I got to change it. I had to think of a new way to say this.
All right, I was like, hey, wait a minute.
My point is, man, it's a lot of people that's on this earth, bro, and they just want the opportunity to wake up every day and truly be them. But I understand that the same way we talk about the suppression of the mindset, there's a lot of people who have been condemned to live in the standard society's box, and that's not who they are. So what I'm saying is, I just want people to be able to be themselves. So when they present themselves to me, I get to make the decision if I want to stay or if I want to go. And I can put that in the example context. If when you get in a relationship with a female, if you're telling lies to the female and she falls in love with you and gets in that relationship with you and it's built off of lies, you have taken the options away from that particular female versus
true.
If you had gave her the option to decide if she was going to stay or if she was going to go. So if I'm then I'll give an example.
So you're saying the more information, the better decision this person can make.
Well, I don't know how you said that too fast for me, so I don't want to just say yeah. So what I'm saying is, if I don't believe in Jewish people, I'm just using it as an example.
I'm just playing people. That was a joke. That's not the Semitic people.
You know, unless you got another analogy we could use, because I don't want people to take it off out of context and run with it. But I get to own the right to what I believe in. And I get to still have friends with Jewish people and not be my belief. I'm just I'm open-minded to sitting and listening to what you have to say. But it doesn't mean I have to adopt the lifestyle of what you do. But don't judge me because I wanted to go hang out. You know, it's crazy. This is what I'm saying. It's crazy to me that when I would go hang out with Christians, people would say, oh, he's Christian. If I go hang out with 19 Keys and the Muslims, y'all say, oh, he's Muslim. But when I went as a black man, when I went and hung out with the Jewish people, I put the harmonica on my head and everything.
The harmonica?
Yeah, the harmonica.
No. The hamaka.
Yeah. But you get my point. How many people do you think asked me if I was Jewish? Not one. So why is it if we went to...
Not gonna lie, bro. I would have asked you.
No, not one person asked me, bro. Not one person. Nobody asked me because they knew. Like, my mama knew. My mom, it was more so like, why are you playing with them people like that? But if we go in the liquor store and we in there all day, what people gonna ask you that you do? You drink. If I walked into a gay club right now, what people gonna ask? It's like, why is all of the negative stuff attached to like black people? When it came to me going over there to the West Hollywood, nobody said, you know I ain't Jewish, bruh. You know I'm not. If I went into Beverly Hills and got the little fine wine glasses, they be sitting on the table before you even order a drink. Nobody says, do you drink? If they know you, they don't even ask. But the glass still sitting there. But if you go in a liquor store and you come out with a brown paper bag, what do you think is in it, bro? Why are all the liquor stores only in the hood? It seems like everything that appears to be negative is attached to black people. When it comes to drinking alcohol, the white community have the nice, fancy, pretty little wine glasses. But for us, we get a bottle with a paper bag. Why, bro?
Design.
Why don't they patrol the wine stores like they do the liquor stores?
To make us feel imprisoned.
My point is, both of them get you drunk. If you drink wine or if you drink alcohol, if you drink wine or liquor, you will still get a DUI. People use labels, bro, to hold people down and put people in a box. Religion, to me, was created for nothing more but to psychologically keep people in a box and control them. And that's why I feel like sometimes you have people who will go to church. And I got to be careful when I say this right here, so I want to make sure I got my thoughts together. This is me speaking personally.
Said everything else, man. You just go ahead and say what you got to say.
Why do people go to church on Sunday and then come out on Monday and still don't know how they're going to pay their bills if they truly believe in God? Why you calling me on Monday asking me to help you pay your bills? You didn't figure that out with God on Sunday?
It's social media, Mom. So my mom asked, what happened to people meet, get to know each other, fall in love, and get married?
Your mom's absolutely right. That's true.
TV, social media, marketing campaigns, left brain ego targeting, sex-driven reality. Those things started to interrupt. Also, different drugs, the scenes of life that has been created for us to be targeted by left brain. They spend billions of dollars every year, scientists and the foods and many other different things They spend a lot of money to make sure that that's not the reality, that we don't become satisfied with meeting one person, falling in love with them, starting a family, and building a nation. That's not the reality that we live in. Everything is actually marketed the opposite, so that we do the complete opposite. We're marketed to rebel against all of the structures that's been created. We're marketed to rebel against monogamy. We're marketed to rebel against family building. We're marketed to rebel against marriage. We're marketed to rebel against being satisfied with what you have. Instead, we're marketed the opposite polar ambition of let's go against all of the structures of our ancestors and let's go into this deconstructionism without replacing anything better in its place. And if you look at some of our ancestors and the unions that they have, it was always man times woman creates God. You know, it was never any opposite. But they're not. It's also not aspirational goals of people becoming more. People are not trying to become more. They're trying to become individuals, and they just want to be content and satisfied with who they are. Because on the journey of becoming more, you form these relationships because you know how powerful that entity is going to grow you and evolve you. So if people were on that mindset of let me become a god, then of course you're forced to do what? You got to get you a woman. You got to start these unions. Man. You got to tap in.
Keys, they said, get back to the point of Christians begging. I don't know, you got to be
hey.
I'm Christian. Oh, man, that's crazy.
You know, I'm not even mad at the parishioners that go in there with full knowledge. You know, you go in there with full knowledge and you move with faith. It's like that every day that pastor is showing you a blueprint of success. He's showing you like, look, I can get up here, interpret God's word. Y'all will give me some money because God for some reason need a bank account with this church, even though there are thousands and thousands upon thousands of churches. And they've raised billions of dollars over the year, yet they haven't built technology. They haven't built infrastructure in schools that help out the black community as a whole.
So if we
want to go there, and that goes to any religious institution or any religious sect that doesn't add to the community and make it better overall. If you're just watching these people and they're getting their bills paid, you know, and you're making them rich and you're not over there getting better and your life is not improving over time, then of course that's not good for the people. I don't care who they are, where they are, why they are.
You're
supposed to question, challenge, reprogram, deprogram, and tap back into your own program and have sovereignty of thinking so you can build up your own church of minds, bro. Ham, tap in.
Linda, stop. What you talking about, man? We
take it to the streets,
man. We went off a tangent. This was about relationships.
Hey, we going everywhere today. We going everywhere.
This was about relationships.
We going everywhere.
The truth never gets value in America. It was built on lies.
We have to stop letting our traditions become our children's traditions just because they are our traditions and they're not the best ones. If I was taught something, I'm supposed to critically think to say, should I pass that down because I was taught it, or should I pass it down because this is the best thing that's going to serve them, give them value, and make them a better thinker and a better doer in reality as they execute their future? So the reason we pass down holidays, faith, and religions is just because it's been ingrained into us, not because it's the best. Saying, oh, well, grandma taught this, or well, pops taught this, or grandpa taught this, this particular bullshit, and we just keep passing down indoctrination and traditionalism in our children, which serve as failures and liabilities for their future. So we're not passing down wealth. Then what's the point of us teaching them something that my mom taught or my grandpa taught? No, you have the responsibility to take responsibility for who you are. You understand me? Just because you were given something don't mean you should give it to somebody else.
Oh my gosh, stop, Keys. That's enough, bro. That's enough.
Because
that's,
are you that, passing down diseases that, or are you passing down cures?
I'm going to cut your mic off.
You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes you can be limited by the faith and the language and the programming that you have. So are you setting your children up for generational failure or generational success? You ask yourself that. Are you going to take them Sunday to the pastor because you were taught to, your parents took you Sunday to the pastor, but what was the results that you got from that? How much better of a person did you become, or do you need to go 1,000 more Sundays before you feel healed? Because imagine if you went to the hospital every Sunday and they didn't heal you. They didn't give you the right medicine. They didn't treat you. You went through some homeopathy medicine, you know what I mean, and they didn't give you what you needed in order to become better. Would you keep going back to that person? Would you keep going back to that same place? But somehow, we are satisfied with we satisfied with the consistency of us going but not getting better. So we have the same ailments. We have the same problems, the same diseases. But we're not getting better. So I want you to search for a cure instead of a Band-Aid.
Oh, my God. Cheer up, bro. Cheer up. You shot ammunition. Bang, bang. Man down. Man down. Oh, my goodness. Look, man is down. Man is down. The whole neighborhood of Los Angeles is out here. The helicopters. Everybody is here. Everybody get in the house, man. We back in the year 2000 where y'all got to go get y'all vainas and everything. The world is coming to an end. 19 Keys, you said this was about relationships. You went in and you're talking about it. People.
It is. The relationship that you have with liabilities.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the relationship you have with indoctrination. You know what I mean? The relationship that you have with programmed constructs that's in your mind that have you tapping into the matrix instead of giving you that red and blue pill so you can become Neo.
So you want to cure the people. You want the people. If the people pray, you saying that when they get through praying to God, they should wake up and have use that faith, put some action behind it, and generate some results.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to keep getting no medicine. Give me some cure. If I take this over time, do I got to come back and get another prescription? Or am I done with this afterwards?
Oh, my God. I think we done, bro. This is a minute and 27 seconds of just pure inspiration. You put this out, we going.
But the religious community and the institutions, like the schools we go to, they're more like the pharmaceutical companies. They're just like the pharmaceutical companies. They want to subscribe to something and keep making money off of us instead of making us better.
Oh, stop, bro.
And the whole
entire
environment is set so that we continuously need them over and over and over and over and over.
You're telling the
truth. So the same way that the government poison the food, they poison the water, they poison the education system, they poison the media, they poison everything so you keep having to go to the pharmaceutical companies. Stop, come bring it back in.
I had to cut 19 Keys, Mike. I had to stop 19 Keys.
He tried to censor me, man. He tried to censor me right now.
He's
trying to ban me from radio, y'all.
But isn't this what the radio systems do?
Yeah. When you get to speaking that truth.
When you get to speaking the truth, isn't it? Don't they cut your mic off?
Yeah.
Don't they find something that you've done wrong and publicize to the whole world to make them feel that you was bad all along, not to believe in nothing that you was telling them?
Yep.
Is this not what they've been doing to us for years?
Yep. They try to ban you for the truth. But if you come out there and you just spit an escapism, let me just come on here and say funny stuff and then you can laugh and it takes you away from the responsibility of the things that you need to do. They gonna make my mic louder. Then they gonna give me a bigger platform.
Oh.
You know what I mean? If I'm doing something
Tell
that just makes the people
McDonald's.
Fearful, if I'm doing something that makes the people fearful and I'm things of that nature, then of course they gonna give me a big platform as well. But the moment that I start giving people cures and solutions and real inspiration, then that's when they say shut up because you a danger to the construct that we building.
Bro, how you like my effects?
The effects, if they can hear, I wish they could hear it. I wish
they
could
hear, bro.
They can't hear
on the podcast.
This is going to be on the podcast,
cut your mic off.
You know what I'm talking about?
This is white folks radio, bro. You're going to get cut off.
Hey, it sure ain't no Caucasian radio. So real solutions
only. Wait, stop, bro. Because I'm in here with you. Hey, man, you went too deep, man.
Nah, you co-signed everything today.
You went too deep, man. I was just
in here.
I was just in here. I was not expecting all of that, man. We were just supposed to be. You asked me to step out of my comfort zone, get on live and talk about relationship. Here we is over in religion, telling the truth, talking about pharmaceutical companies and all that stuff. And at the beginning of the day, in the end of the day, if you check your bank account right now and it's not where you want it to be.
Go to work.
Hold on, I got. If you check your bank account and it's not where you want it to be, get your butt up and go to work. Stop being independent of another person. Start executing your own dreams. Expect more of yourself and less of others. That's the problem with a lot of people, man. They don't know how to write a book. They don't know how to start their business. They don't know how to do something. Well, I'm telling you, man, you can manifest anything that you desire into your existence. Go get it.
Hey, hold on. Let me put your Cash App up there. I just got that. What is it, Billionaire PA? So they can send us. They can help sponsor this podcast real quick. If y'all want to put some money to this podcast, yeah, I mean, Cash App Billionaire PA and type in podcast or something like that.
Man, if y'all want us to keep doing this particular podcast, y'all want us to keep going, man. This is a unique subject for me. I stepped out of my elements.
And yeah. You got to do that sometimes.
How did I do, bro, for the first time?
It was pretty good. We're going to keep this going.
I did all right?
Yeah.
We showed some different sides.
We'll call this Dangerous Radio.
If you want to support the Cash App, anybody that want to support, I just want you to drop the amount that you would like to support. If y'all want us to continue, if you support the dream, we ain't saying you got to support. If you want to support, man, I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. I'm going to take my portion of the funds.
Yes, huge supporters can get airtime, and you get shouted out during the podcast. So right now, the podcast is rolling. We actually have, if you look at it, we got the soundboard right here. Yeah, man. So this is actually going to be amazing quality. It actually has sound effects that y'all can't hear. And so we're going to be shouting people out as well. But you can definitely get airtime if you want to be a major supporter. So we tapped in.
I ain't had nobody drop the amount yet in the comments.
Somebody said they just sent $5.
To my Cash App?
Yeah.
I ain't had nobody drop. No, nobody ain't dropped me nothing on mine. I just got a bunch of my friends on here that love me anyway, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see Mr. Collins. He sent $5 to the podcast.
Oh, shout out Mr. Collins. I appreciate you, man. Let's now shout out tapped Mr. into Collins. Podcast history.
Yeah, we shouting everybody
at
out,
just living underscore EZ, man. Tapped in.
Yeah, man. Just two black men with a dream.
Yeah.
Two black guys with a dream.
Now let's get into something else real quick, man. School, man. You know, a lot of you all going to school, you're getting your education and you're happy with your degrees. You're happy with these piece of papers. Some of you all are, let's talk about media. Some of you all are getting big radio interviews, BET, CNN, Fox News, or you might get on Vogue or something, or Forbes, and you'd be so happy with yourself. You understand me? And you'd be like, you know what? I done made it now because this thing legitimizes me. This thing makes me who I am. And I don't think that that's the thing. In the words of the great philosopher and one of the greatest thinkers of the 21st century, Derek Grace, we don't need them. They need us. You know, and I was talking with a student about this the other day and saying that, you know, a lot of us are looking for validation instead of looking for results. You know, if you go the route where you make yourself, like right now, Google started hiring people that don't have degrees. Why they do that? Because they don't want to miss out on all this creative talent. They don't want to miss out on these people who are with all this creative capacity. And then they tell us, oh, you need a degree for work for us. How? When you got to outsource your creative and then you got to hire them for your company. So if a company like that realizes, don't you realize that you the bag too? If they realize that you the bag, huh? And you still waiting on, oh, let me put out this interview, or look, BET said I was dope, or HBO said I was dope, now I'm dope. No, you was dope before. Why you think they came to you? So we have to stop thinking that these routes of entities are our ways of legitimizing ourselves and validating who we are. Instead, We just make ourselves dope, and we show that to the world, and that what validates us. We got to know it and realize it already, and that realization allows you to really tap into your power. Like, I don't need nobody to book me ever. I don't need nobody to want to put me on their podcast. I don't need to get on the Breakfast Club to know that my voice is powerful. You understand me? All I got to do is broadcast it myself, vertical integrate, and goddamn create my own machine. You understand me? I don't need anybody to validate me to know that I'm popping. But a lot of people need that sense of validation to secure their confidence in themselves and let themselves know that they're genius. And that's not the reality. We don't need them. They need us.
Tap in. We done. Peace out. Love you, bro.
Yeah, I got to go. This has been a great one. You're tapped in to another episode of 19 Keys. If you're listening to this on the Anchor app, you understand me, make sure you go to @19_keys. Or you go to Anchor app and you can be a sponsor, you know, any amount you want to every single month. And we're going to start shouting you out. Shout out to Hasina. She's one of our sponsors every single month. So I want to shout you out, and I appreciate you, Hasina, all the way from Oakland. And everybody else that's tapped in, I just appreciate you, you know, for being our listeners. We're going to continue to drop more content. We're going to continue to give you the best conversations on planet Earth. These are the ones you should have in your mind. And not the rest of them. Leave the rest behind. Yes, they're great to laugh to. Yes, they're great to have fun. But are they rising you up like the morning sun? Tap in.
Wealthy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.